Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, hey, it's Eli here with part two of our live show with Bree Watson from the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022.
That's good. So here's a question. We could have for the next episode and final episode of the show. Steve Merton could remain dead. Steve Merton could come back. But it's really up to you, audience. Would you like to stay with the story of Steve Merton, or would you like to get a new character?
I'm Steve Merton.
Already had.
Steve Merton was always full of eggs.
Oh, eggs the whole time.
You're just a breakfast monster.
Okay, so we're going to do another one with Steve Merton, and I think I heard Steve Merton lays an egg.
Yep.
The one
Ed Horton, here's a who.
Just one the egg. One where Steve Merton lays an egg.
Barty?
Bob?
I'd like to come into your office / bedroom.
I would prefer that you didn't.
I have the form filled out that you asked me to fill out, the F97A request for a day off.
Well, normally I would be very excited.
I'm sliding it under the door.
I was going to propose that. Thank you. Sorry, Bob. I got a...
But I can't hear you. You're muffled.
Sorry, Bob. I got a big project.
What?
Going.
You can have the day off? Thanks, Barty.
What? No, I didn't say
okay,
that. Bob, come
I'm
back here.
Down the hall.
You're not going to take the day. He's going to take.
Cut to the kitchen.
Excuse me. I'm leaking hydraulic fluid.
Albeda, what if we told you about accidents inside the house?
I said I was sorry. I don't know what I'm supposed to do after that.
Pancakes. Oh, sorry. I'm having trouble shaking that.
Yeah, you're still really foggy.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about how I feel about breakfast food in general now and just existence. I came out of that fog and there was so much blood and syrup everywhere.
Yeah, the
blood and syrup.
Mixing with the syrup, flowing down the halls like a river of carnage. The carnage that you created.
The worst part was watching Bob dip his pancakes in it. I didn't understand that then, and I don't think I'll ever understand that now.
Try to keep it from your mind, I guess. That's what I do with most things that Bob does.
My mind is a horrible place lately. Just terrible. There's a lot of nightmares and horrible images. I can't sleep. Haven't slept in 72 hours ever since Steve Merton's, terrible death. I've just been awake and not dreaming.
Sound of a door. Oh, hey, guys. Hey, Beatrix.
Pancake? Sorry.
I'm going to go over here by Albot. Put Albot between, just randomly between me and you.
Hey, don't push me around like I'm some sort of floor vacuum.
Watch out for his spill. He had an accident.
I'm going to get some stuff out of the fridge. Don't mind me. It's my day off.
Oh, don't take the egg.
I'm not
don't.
Taking the egg.
I'm
taking the egg. I'm running, 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 running. I have to go past you to get out the door.
No, 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 no. Put it down, put it down, Beatrix, put it down, put it down. I just have to move the
egg. Do we need another Steve Merton on our hands?
Look, I'm hearing a voice, and it's telling me that the egg has to go outside. Okay?
I don't think I want you to follow that voice, Bob. This butter knife also doesn't think it wants you to follow that voice, Bob. In fact, I think we should put that egg back in the fridge.
Judo kick it out of her hands. The knife. Judo kick that knife out of her
hands. Wow, I can do that?
Now do a full Heisman as you run down and trample her over.
Okay, hold on.
No, hang on.
What are you doing? No!
Oh, God.
Do the Heisman!
No!
I forgot he didn't know much about sports.
Okay, what's next?
Yeah, put your right hand out. Hold on to the eggs, like it's... No, but with your left hand. Cradle me with your left hand.
Does
put
Bob
your right
like...
hand back up. Put your right hand back out. Right hand back. Now charge forward.
Is Bob doing the hokey pokey?
Charge forward. Go, knock her down.
Go, 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 go.
After him!
I'm a-going! Woohoo!
Beatrix runs to Bartholomew's room.
Barty!
Hey, Beatrix?
Hello!
Hi.
There's a situation developing.
Oh, okay. Well, I've just finished up in here. Would you like to come in and calmly discuss it?
What? No. No! I would like you to come to Pancake outside!
I, is this really necessary?
It's
Sunday.
Bob took Steve Merton's egg!
Come again?
The egg! You know, the one that emerged from the sludge that was once Steve Merton?
I said we shouldn't put that in the fridge.
Well, I didn't want to sit on it.
We have an incinerator. Just, like... I don't know what vibe you got from Steve Merton, but mine was kind of bad news, you know?
Oh, was yours bad news, Barty? Did you have a bad time with Steve Merton? Were you trapped in a brain dungeon of your own design?
I don't think we should be comparing traumas.
Back outside.
Okay, that's really good. That's good, Albert. I need something like a comb to maybe comb the
show. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm just so... I'll just follow anything anyone tells me. I got no backbone at all. Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, well, comb the egg. I'm here for it.
Thanks, Albert. We should maybe keep it warm. I mean, it's warm outside, but I don't know,
We should...
Sounds of eggs cracking?
Oh, look, that's magical and disgusting. The flippers come out first? Flippers first, really? That's not what I do.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Oh, God, there's just that big wet eye.
Hi.
Aw, it's
Hi.
So cute.
It is, isn't it cute?
And that's when the door, sound of a door opening and Beatrix running out.
All right.
Don't let it! What's the word?
Hatch?
Oh! No! Imprint! Ha! I haven't slept in 3 days.
Look, you guys might have known my dad, Steve Merton.
Don't empathize with it. Don't listen to
it. It's a baby.
I want you to know I'm nothing like my dad.
See?
Could you describe 3 ways in which you're different?
Well, I was born right now.
That checks.
I was born right now. Wait, no,
that's
the same
the
one.
It's okay, it's a baby that can talk. Give it a minute.
Well, I only have 2 eyes.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
I have 2 eyes.
That seems dubious to me. Dubious.
How does the number of eyes seem? You can see there's 2 eyes.
I don't trust it.
What's your third thing?
Little
cutie, cutie, cutie.
Don't trust that baby.
Hate breakfast.
What?
I hate breakfast. I mean, I hate breakfast. You see, there's nothing at all the same. I'm so different than my daddy.
It's almost exactly opposed to the things we knew about Steve Merton.
Yeah.
So I say we trust it.
I just want to do a quick check here. Lunch? Feelings on lunch? I just want to make sure we're not progressing through the meals.
I mean, I can do with a grilled cheese from time to time. But overall... I'm a night owl. I'm a night owl.
Yes.
I'm a night owl with flippers.
It's different. That was three things.
Not at all. Not at all the same as.
I don't know. Didn't you guys see that little bit of a, like, translucent mist around it?
Oh, that's just my birthing fluid.
No, it just comes.
It comes out anytime one of my species gets born. Lots of translucent fluid.
You know? Beatrix, I don't like it any more than you do, but the science doesn't lie.
I don't.
They're different.
Then why do I feel like I am not safe?
Beatrix, if we squish every baby that we meet, how will we look at ourselves in the mirror in the morning?
By standing in front of it?
Well, I guess that's true. Okay. Well, that checks out too.
Can I tell you guys what I do? You guys and gals and robots, what I do on my planet? Well, actually, I'm brand new, so this is just collective knowledge over, you know, times passed through my genetic code, so I don't really know. But this is what I can feel.
I'm going to stand in as your dad so you can feel like you have a family.
Oh, my. This is the nicest thing that anybody has ever. I'm going to make you a steak dinner. You like steak?
Yeah. You're gonna make me food?
I'm gonna make you a steak dinner.
They're not different.
Yeah, see, this is what I was checking for when I asked about lunch.
With what, potatoes?
Anyway, hang on. Let's go back. I'm gonna tell you what we do in my people, what we do is we go out for a little swim. When was the last time y'all went out for a little swim? I could get my flippers wet. You could get your flippers wet.
There was that time we went swimming and we got, eaten.
That happens a lot.
Well, I won't eat you. I'm not going to eat you.
No, you wouldn't.
It's like a beach party. You guys have beaches, right? You remember beaches? Tell me you remember beaches. Yeah. From back home, you don't remember beaches?
No, I found a VHS tape that once had that with the name Bette Midler on it.
Mine said David Hasselhoff.
I saw that. That was funny.
Guys, this is a deep cut.
Okay, so you want to go to the beach?
Yeah, let's go to the beach.
Okay.
I think that's great.
A lava beach or a water beach?
Well, preferably a water beach. I think I just see all of you, and you look so stressed, and I think we could all just unwind a little bit, don't you think?
Cut to the beach with everyone reclining in beach chairs under big umbrellas. Son of Steve Martin, I think you're right. We did deserve a day off. This is nice.
You know what I'm saying? How about you work so hard?
I don't know. I don't want to brag, but like, I'll pretty much do everything around here.
You want me to put your suntan oil on you?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Listen to that sizzle.
Oh, you like a frying piece of bacon.
Yeah.
Which I do not enjoy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this bringing you some sort of ire?
No, no ire. No.
Barty, should we go see if Beatrix wants to step out from behind that tree and come join us?
Yes.
All right, I'll try again. Hey, other side. Okay.
You can't see me. I'm hiding so well.
Look, we're having a really nice time. It's the water's cold and we don't know what to call them. Junior is like seems to be fine. Look, you can see. Nobody's been killed. Nobody's being eaten.
Here's the beach ball.
Oh, wow. You should try and bear me up to my head. Oh, that's so fun.
I don't want to get anything in your crevices, though.
Oh, it's okay. We'll see what happens. I can do...
You had a really... Oh, shoot.
Albot's in the water again. Barty, get him out. Shorts.
But if he's already electrocuting and then I go in.
Oh, good point. Good point. Yeah, we're learning.
I'll go in. We can play in the water. Come on.
Don't let the baby in with Albot. Don't let the baby in with Albot. That turned out better than I expected. Look, you had a really tough day yesterday. Was it yesterday? It feels like a week ago. I think you need a break. A relaxing beach adventure. Come on, what do you say?
Beatrix, I was skeptical at first too, but what are the chances?
Well, that's weird the way he just snuck up on us like that.
Oh, hi. You know, you don't know what to look at me, but I'm fast. You know, I calisthenics and, you know, Pilates.
Where's Junior?
Help! We went too deep!
Help! Oh no! They need rescuing! Beatrix!
He's drowning!
Alright. Such a big part of me is like, let it die! But the other part is like, I should save it!
I'm holding its hand! I'm holding its hand!
Come on, Alpha, it's also in danger!
I die with it!
I don't know how to swim, but you do.
Okay. No. All right, but I'm keeping a knife between my teeth.
Wow, she can talk while she's swimming.
All right, here we go. Okay. Alberta Junior. Come on, grab onto me.
I'm so scared.
No, it's fine. Just stay on my back. But if you try any funny business, you'll end up like your dad. Stabbed. Stabbed.
What did you do to my dad?
What?
Well, I didn't know anything happened to my dad.
Nothing happened to your dad.
I just know I was born.
Barney, look. It looks like they paused. Look, they're having a bonding moment.
Is that what that is?
What was my dad like?
Kind of a dick, actually, if I'm being really honest.
What? Who says that to a 2-minute-old baby?
I'm sorry. Your dad locked me in a dungeon of my own brain.
And what were you thinking about the whole time?
Bob?
Pancakes?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not good.
Yeah. Is it just me, though, or I have no idea where this is going?
Wait a second. Why'd you say pancakes?
Well, I mean, I just assumed that you're stuck in your memories, and if your memories were pancakes, then that sounds like it was a pretty good time.
What do you mean, pancakes? How do you know that I would think of a pancake?
Steve? You don't have to.
She's drawing the knife.
You don't have to put the knife away. I just wanted you to tell me a little bit about my dad.
You might be a baby, but I don't have a problem stabbing you.
Messed up thing anybody could say. I want you to think about that for 1 second. That is messed up. That's some messed up shit right there.
Oh my goodness, you're right. I'm totally fine with the idea of stabbing a child.
Do you know what I mean, though, Bob? Like, there were some red flags, but also some, what would it be, green flags?
Has it been a long time since you slept?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should just take a little nap then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now she's sinking beneath the wave. This isn't good, Barney. This isn't good.
I could sing a little lullaby to you if you want.
Yeah, maybe a lullaby would be nice.
No, you're right. Okay.
I feel like I should interfere, but the power dynamic is such that I don't know whose side I should be on, so I'm neutral party in this drowning.
Right, okay. Okay, Bob, here's what we need to do. They're not that far out. Let's do like a I reach out and grab Beatrix's hand, you reach out, grab my hand, and then we like conga line our way back into shore.
Well, last time we went in the water, it wasn't good.
Well, that's why we're doing the hand thing.
Okay,
I wouldn't pitch that just for fun.
You're right. It's Beatrix. Okay, she'd do it for us.
And now grab
the knife. She is doing it for us. Okay, darling, I'll hold your hand.
And slit your throat.
Al, you're going to have to help, Albot. Albot, you little bad thing. Listen to me and help.
Oh, yes, sir. Right away. Finally, clear authority.
Cut yourself open. Let me in. I'll access your nervous system and control your body.
No, Bob, this is your pulling time.
I'm out.
Well, don't I feel like a fool?
I think I'm super dead.
Yeah, it's...
No, but you can still move is what I'm saying. Right? Oh, yeah, there we go. Just don't talk. It's kind of like a Weekend at Bernie's situation, I promise. Here we go. And I'm inside you, though. That's the difference, because it's sci-fi.
I think Beatrix is better. She's waving and jerking her arms in a completely inhuman way.
Try the Macarena. They're going to think you're fine.
She's just dancing.
She's dancing. All right, give me your hand. I'm in, Barney. I'm in.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, we should all definitely touch all at the same time and then make contact. That would be bad.
Let's get Beatrix. Come on, someone touch her. Oh, it's me. Okay, here we go.
Wait, if you have Beatrix, why was I doing this?
Travel within your arms to the other guy. Now I'm in Bob and I control you,
Bob. Bob's doing it now, too.
And together we're going to do a tango.
Ooh.
Together.
This is the most coordinated I've ever seen Bob move in his life.
Because that's how people fall in love, is by dancing.
Are they doing individual tangos?
Touch each other. Okay, hang on. I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, I'll get closer. Get closer. Okay. Here we go.
No. Now they're touching, and now it looks completely normal.
Okay, and now, oh my goodness. There we go. And we get the leg up, and a twirl, and a one.
And out of the woods comes a new Beatrix.
Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness!
Baby Steve Martin emerges out of old Beatrix's body into Barty's body.
Oh no! It's a jumper! It's a jumper!
If you think that will stop me, you're foolish. I know that there's more of Bartholomew to go around.
I'm glad you did that, Beatrix. Because boy, for a minute there, they were in me.
And a tippy tappy dancing.
Bob, I'm not gonna lie. I don't trust you, and I think I have to kill this iteration of you.
What? No, what are you talking about? No, what do you mean? No, they're not in me anymore. They're out. They jumped out of me. No.
That was completely unnecessary.
See you in 15.
Wow, you really have been working on these calisthenics. Look at how your moves are.
Bartholomew, or should I say Steve Merton Jr.?
What? Oh, crap. Darn it. I let myself. No, it's me, Bartholomew.
You thought you could just kill me and I wouldn't come back? You thought you could just get rid of old Beatrix? Well, guess what? You could. She's super dead. It is always a terrible experience to see my own corpse just floating in the water. I mean, I'm way more attractive than I usually think, but I mean...
Well, it's because you're in a bikini.
Yes, you know.
When was the last time you were in a bikini?
Steve, I'm going to level with
that.
You.
Okay, wait. Well, access the memory and then at the same time level with me. Let's see where we go.
All right, so I was in a bikini, I don't know, just in my room.
Oh.
Just hanging out, checking out my bod.
Oh, okay.
As you do.
Yeah.
And, that has nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you, but I think everybody should have some body positivity. Everybody should really look at themselves in the mirror, like, for at least 30 seconds to a minute and be like, that's a good-looking person. Now, with that being said...
Yes?
You are a worthy opponent for being a petite bébé.
Thanks.
And I'm not gonna lie... Though you have taken over my body and made me kill... Well, you didn't make me kill Bob.
No, that was completely your decision. You were like, I think we should just... I gotta get a little extra stab and energy out.
But you've taken Bartholomew. And I gotta say, he's not...
He seems pretty happy about it.
Yeah, he's pretty... He's not easy.
Well,
he
can do that. You know, the Russian dancing with the leg goes and the hup, hup, hup. Look, he could do that.
Wow, he's doing it!
He's doing it.
Close. Not great.
Close enough.
It's skill that takes a long time to learn. You have to have a really strong core.
Yeah, I'm too little to be able to pull it off in such a big body.
That makes sense, little.
But one day, I'll be 8 feet tall one day.
One day?
One day.
Here's the thing. I'm willing to let that one day come. But it's gotta be with a truce.
Oh. Okay, so the thing is that you're standing there holding a knife, and it's hard for me to contemplate a truce when you're holding a knife.
Well, you don't really have much of a choice then, do you? Truce or die?
Alba, what should I do?
Well, when she gets stabby, it's usually hard to slow her down.
That is very true.
But in this instance, I have to tell you that she's telling you the truth. Like, if you do make a promise with Beatrice, she'll always fulfill it. So I think you should listen to her maybe just this once, my young friend.
Well, you're just a little guy, too.
I know.
And I think that, you know, once you get grown up, that's when you start getting angry and lie-y and you stop dancing and you stop falling in love.
Maybe this...
falling in love, but it's not as easy, you know what I mean? I'm just a little kid. It's easy for me to fall in love. Can I give you a big smooch now?
Yeah, give me a big smooch on my robot face. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. You know what, Steve Martin... I think you should go, but not because I want you to leave, because if you stay, something bad is going to happen to you.
Yeah, I'm going to stab you.
I'll for sure get stabbed.
No, I don't mean the stabbing part. I mean your heart will grow callous, like all of ours have. When we started our intermission, we were full of love and we were full of friendship, And now it just feels like after you've watched your friends die hundreds and endless amounts of times, you can't feel real genuine emotion for someone.
Okay.
And you're a true soul.
Well, look, I want you guys to know that if ever you feel like you need a little bit of love, you could just come find me. Because I'm on this planet with you guys. But you won't know where.
I think I'll know where. In here.
Cut to Barty's room.
Barty! Barty, let me in.
Bob, I'm kind of working on something.
No one
fine.
Yeah. Okay, door's closed. Let me see it. Come on, let me see
that. All right. There.
Can I touch it?
Slowly.
Oh.
I heard the voice. We just can't ever tell anyone.
Knock, knock, knock.
Cover.
Yep, that's a good hiding spot.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Beatrix.
Just wanted to say, problem's been taken care of, and, guys, got anything in here I should know about?
Nope, no loose ends.
Cool, all good here. We're just having a whistle party.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't whistle.
Well, not gonna lie, I have developed a taste for stabbing. So,
You already stabbed me once.
Well, I know, I'll do it again.
Okay, I just changed, really.
I'll do it. I'm just saying, don't lie to me. Okay?
Okay.
And I know that sounds intimidating with me holding this knife, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. Say you are having a whistle party.
Those...
Just wanted to let you know too, Steve Martin Jr., he's still out there. So watch out.
I mean, where would he be?
Yeah, we're never gonna run into them again.
That's a good question.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, that's my back.
Yeah. Oh,
it's cracking a lot.
Yeah, it was his back.
I threw it out when I got sliced across the neck.
Okay.
Hey guys, can I see old Junior again?
Huh? What?
Can I see old Junior again, guys?
Oh, run, God, I feel run, so run, run, see! That's it for Bree Watson!
Civilized! Starring Phil Johnston, Michael Davinsky, Sean Howard, Christy Bolton, and special guest Brianne Watson! Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Your technician in the booth has been Mark Nascimento. I've been your sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen. Visit us on the web at civilizedpod.com. Thank you and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been. And likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.